This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, August 31st. Well, we're going to wrap up the month under some pressure with First Notice Day today, and we saw quite a bit of selling in the markets yesterday in ahead of First Notice Day. The front month, September's down 54 cents on soybeans, 18 on corn. Wheat was down about 8 to 11 on both the SEP and the D, so it's not so much a major liquidation going on there as we saw in the row crops. Of course, there's been quite a bit of anticipation expecting we would see some sort of, you know, bullish upside in row crops because of weather, and that just did not materialize this summer. And any of the lingers on for September is had to get out, of course, yesterday or otherwise face delivery. The other issue going on, of course, is the Hurricane Ida in the Gulf coming right through New Orleans, which is a major export facility for grains. And we're trying to assess what the damage is and how quickly these guys will get back online. We've got CHS saying it's going to divert as much as it can as far as exports to the PNW, but obviously a lot of product is already at the Gulf. They're not going to bring it all the way back up to the coast. So there's an issue. Cargill said it does have some damage. It might take a while to fix that. We're still waiting to hear on others. Bunge has said that they're okay, but they just don't have power. And of course, none of them have power. So loading capacity out of New Orleans is going to be greatly restricted, at least for a few days, if not longer. And of course, that's going to back up a lot of product here in the U.S. and might divert some of our sales to other countries, and it might slow down some export offers. We just don't really know. So that's definitely leaning on the grain complex this morning. Yesterday, we did see that Egypt bought some wheat. They bought 180,000 tons total. They took 120 from Romania, 60 from Ukraine, at a FOB offer of 304, which is up $7 from their purchase 2 weeks ago, and CNF was 340. So the world prices have increased for wheat, but again, it wasn't enough to really support the market very much yesterday. What we are hearing is that Russian farmers are finally starting to break loose of some of their wheat as they get into harvest for corn and soybeans. They're going to need some space also to generate some cash for winter wheat seeding. So they are starting to move wheat. Russia's trying to be pretty aggressive exporting wheat, or at least getting some sales booked before the increase in their export sales tax, which is going to be bumped up another $7.70 per metric ton for this next week. Barley's up 40 cents, corn is up $2 a ton. So, you know, the Russian exporter has really struggled to compete this fall when normally they would be at the forefront and they would be aggressively exporting and setting world tone. This year has been quite different. They're significantly below last year's exports for this time of their marketing year, or the pace. So we see that the rest of the Black Sea, which had pretty decent crops, Romania had a record crop, Ukraine had a very good crop, they are taking up the mantle here, and they have been, for at least the last 2 weeks, have been the primary sellers to Egypt, which generally speaking kind of sets the world tone for a cash price. They're a consistent enough buyer, and they are close enough to the Black Sea, which again tends to set world price, that's kind of the benchmark mark that we look at for world price. So that's moving higher. At least it was last week, and at least it was coming out of the weekend for the Egyptian purchase. But again, we are starting to hear talk of Russian farmers becoming more aggressive and starting to see Russian domestic prices falter a little bit the early part of this week. So that would suggest, if that's going to continue, which one would think that it would, that we'll probably get a little bit more pressure here on the wheat space. I don't look for any major sell-off. We're still in a bull market. We still have world production dropping significantly. We still have the world export stocks to use ratios at record lows. All kinds of bullish fundamentals underpinning this market, but it doesn't mean you're just going to go straight up. You are going to have your corrections, and these are these types of issues that create these corrections, whether it's an increase in farmer selling in Russia or it's a hurricane knocking out your power in a major export facility. all those things are bearish to the market, at least short term. And of course, those are happening right about the same time. Also at the same time, however, we are seeing world demand pick up. Normally this time of year, it is strong, coming right out of the Northern Hemisphere harvest. And that is certainly the case. World prices didn't really drop that much during harvest. So your buyers usually are sitting on the sidelines waiting for that pressure in July and August to secure needs for the fourth quarter. They have not been nearly as aggressive as they typically are. So now we're kind of getting out of that window of opportunity, and they're starting to scramble a little bit. We have seen Russia sell some wheat here this morning. They sold either between 180 and 240,000 tons to Iran from 300 to 305 FOB. And interestingly, that's a little bit higher than what their FOB offer was to wrap up last week, which was 303. So we're hearing that Russian domestic prices are dropping, at least interior, but FOB offers, even to Iran, was up a couple bucks over where they ended up last week. So kind of a mixed bag coming out of Russia. But the bottom line is the futures market is under some pressure. We are seeing a correction here. We're really testing the support levels that were holding here just over a week ago, which was the early August low. Last week we came down and tested those lows and we're holding. Now we're starting to really test them a little more aggressively, at least in Chicago and Kansas City, and starting to kind of break below those a bit. If that's the case, you're going to have some of these chart watchers claiming that this is a head and shoulders top and that that would project down another good 50, 60 cents from where the support was, which is, we're right now we're down about a nickel below that support. That would be obviously a pretty big break and take us much deeper in kind of a contra-seasonal move. Some of that pressure could stem over from corn and beans as you get into the harvest. Harvest is maturing, or the crops are maturing quickly or early, as plantings were early. So we're going to have new crop available to the market probably a couple weeks earlier than normal for corn and soybeans. And that, I think, is part of the pressure that we're seeing there as well. Crop condition ratings yesterday were unchanged for corn at 60% good to excellent, soybeans at 56% good to excellent. And again, with the early maturity, rains that we're getting from here on out, even in the the northern Midwest, are going to do little to increase yields. And so we'll hone in on what the expected yields are here fairly quickly, especially with this coming month's supply demand report from USDA. So for here on out, we look for, I think, the wheat. Again, we'll catch, we are under some pressure here. You might get some flushing to the downside, but the long-term fundamentals remain very positive. And we don't expect to see bumper crops coming out of the Southern Hemisphere. So far, Australia looks fine. Argentina is okay. They're kind of wavering between some weather problems and managing to skate through. But again, it's still early in the growing season for them. I would expect that those markets will see some pressure as we get into late October, more so into November and December with the harvest of the Southern Hemisphere coming into the world pipeline. Aside from that, other than outside factors, corn and beans would be considered one if you get a lot of pressure coming from there from harvest pressure. Other than that, I would expect that the wheat market will find good support on the breaks and continue to work its way higher into early October. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.